as we're here moments before the conclusion of Yom Kippur, about to recite Ne'ilah, the very end of the Sarasime Tshuva, we may have the frightening feeling that we have lost our opportunity to change, to do tshuva, that it's simply too late. On this, I'd like to share with you one final thought, a thought which we must carry with us throughout Nila, as well as the rest of the year. So, story of a king, and that king wanted to punish one of his subjects, but he couldn't just punish him. He needed some type of an excuse. So he went and took a very small living bird, so small that he could hold it in his palm, just like this, one hand over the other, so that no one can see what is inside of his palms of his hand. And he would ask one question: is this bird in my hands, is it alive or is it dead? Regardless of what he will answer, he'll be wrong. For if he tells me that this bird is alive, I will so ever gently close my hands, one to the other, crushing the bird, and then I'll show him that it's dead. And if he tells me that this bird is dead, I will simply open up my hands, and it will fly, and it will clearly show it's 100% alive. So there was the king, with both of his hands pressed one to the other, this living bird inside. The man, the subject, walked before him. The king looked at him and said, "What is the status of this bird?" The servant thought for a moment, and then he said, "My master, my king, it's all in your hands. It's all in your hands." This is day number 40. We began with Elul, the sounding of the shofar. If it did not waken us from our slumber, we then had Slichos, Rosh Hashanah, the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Shabbos Shuvah, and here we are in Yom Kippur. The gates are closing. The sun is setting. However, we must realize that even though there's only a few moments left, and then we will be judged, miyichya miyomos, we can still do it. It's not too late. We can do tshuva. We can improve. It's all in our hands.